Today is Tuesday, January 25th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm Sammy Sage. Let's start international today. The latest with the potential Russian invasion of Ukraine is that the Pentagon is putting about 8,500 U.S. troops on heightened alert for potential deployment to Europe. They claim that the move is about reassuring our European allies, rather than actually deploying them to Ukraine. I wonder what kind of match the 8,500 U.S. troops who are vaguely stationed in Europe will be for the 100,000 Russian troops who are currently playing one foot in, one foot out at the Ukrainian-Russian border. Next, we are on the coup beat, and today we have a nation who has not yet made their debut on the morning announcements. Burkina Faso has been overtaken by a military coup, and the democratically elected president has been detained, apparently without physical harm. The new military regime said that they've suspended the country's constitution, dissolved the National Assembly, and closed the borders. They claim that they're attempting to establish a timeline that is widely acceptable for holding new elections, though no ballpark date has been revealed. Classic. All I know is that I am about as excited about this coup trend as I am about the return of low-rise jeans. For our last international story today, Boris Johnson's 2020 birthday party has been added to the country's list of illicit parties that occurred while the UK was on lockdown. There will now be an investigation into it, though I'm sure if we just scrolled through a few people's camera rolls, we could wrap this one up in an hour. Now back to our country. New COVID cases have begun to fall nationally, yay, indicating a downturn in the current Omicron spike. Through last Friday, the U.S. was averaging about 720,000 new cases a day, which is down from about 807,000 the week before, which is still a shit ton of cases, so maybe don't go breathing in anyone's mouth just yet. Along those lines, the director of the World Health Organization stated that Omicron spread could end the emergency phase of the pandemic. He said that between vaccination and natural immunity through infection, Omicron offers plausible hope for stabilization and normalization. That was his quote. But before you get too excited, he added that countries shouldn't drop their guard just yet. Oh, how cute that he thinks they're still up. We know what at least one of these new COVID cases is, and it is none other than the unvaccinated Sarah Palin, the same Sarah Palin who was supposed to go to court against the New York Times yesterday, but now that is going to be delayed. Just for fun, I should add that Sarah Palin said last month that she would get the vaccine, quote, over her dead body. I can see karma from my house. But for those of us who do believe in science, a new study suggests that antibodies from the Pfizer booster last at least 4 months after the third shot. The study will need to be replicated and extended to a longer period, but it suggests that a fourth booster may not be needed for now. I haven't heard this much good news about the pandemic since the day I thought it was just going to be a two-week Netflix vacation. Next, we have the results of another study, this one regarding the effects of the child tax credit. A study that provided poor mothers with cash stipends for the first year of their children's lives appears to have changed their baby's brain activity in ways that are associated with stronger cognitive development. It remains to be seen if changes in brain patterns will translate to higher skills later in life, but it appears that the beneficial effects are there even with a modest amount of money, around $300 a month. The implications here obviously suggest that the child tax credit has positive impacts aside from people being able to merely pay their bills and buy from businesses that comprise the all-important economy. And while, of course, more legitimate peer-reviewed research is needed to back this idea up, I could have easily told you that more money makes my brain feel better. And lastly, yesterday the Supreme Court agreed to hear a challenge to the consideration of race in college admission, meaning they are going to rule on the constitutionality of affirmative action. The lawsuits they're hearing specifically address whether Harvard and the University of North Carolina discriminate against Asian American applicants. A decision against the schools would mean an end to affirmative action. Lower courts have rejected the challenges so far, but if there's one thing the Supreme Court loves, it's a huge mess. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements. If you enjoy getting your news in very short snippets with some added commentary, you can help us grow the show by rating and reviewing on both Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and sharing the podcast with your friends, of course, or on your Instagram story. Tag me at Sammy. As always, if you want to know more about any of these headlines, links to sources are in the show description. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.